Jesus passed by. Amen, amen. What a blessing. I enjoyed all the good singing. Do appreciate all the good talent God's put in our church. And we try to use everybody as much as we can. And we do appreciate you. Thank God for our church. I do appreciate our church family. And thank you for your service to the Lord. And I want you to take your Bibles. This is nothing new, but something God's laid on my heart for this hour. Matthew chapter number 16. Matthew chapter number 16. Of course, I want to read one verse, a very familiar verse. Verse number 18. I'm going to preach tonight on this thought, the church spoken of. You'll find there's several things that the Lord likens or compares the church to. And we're going to try to cover some of those. I don't know if we'll get them all done. But yet we'll go as the Lord leads us in Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 18. Of course, this is a conversation between Christ and Peter. And he said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let's pray. Father, we do love you. Thank you again, Lord, for the good songs of Zion that's been sung tonight, how they've encouraged our heart. And Lord, I thank you for the message and song. Get our mind on your word and on what you're doing. But Lord, we come now to the preaching of the word of God, the most important hour. And I ask you, dear God, to give us what we stand in need of. Have mercy on me, Father. If you don't, I'll be a mess. I ask you, Lord, to illuminate my mind, my heart, my mouth. I pray for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon us. And Lord, you know the needs among us, Lord. Those that may be here unsaved, we pray you convict their heart and let them see their need for Christ and be saved. And those that may be walking afar off, they draw nigh to you. Those that are discouraged, encourage them tonight. And Father, we know that you're able. And we give you praise for all you do. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. Again, we're preaching on the church spoken of. Now, I'll read this verse again. And, of course, I know that most of you are familiar with the verse. If you're not, that's all right. I read it for the first time one day. The Bible says, and I say unto thee, also unto thee, that thou art Peter. Now, we understand the word Peter, he's not saying he's going to build the church upon him. He's a small stone. But he said, upon this rock, speaking of himself, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, first of all, I will say this. A lot of people use this verse to say Peter was the first pope. He was not. Amen. As you know, a pope cannot have a wife. Peter's mother-in-law got sick. Amen. You cannot be blessed with a mother-in-law unless you got a wife. Amen. They come together. Amen. They go hand in hand. And so some of you women looking at me like, huh? I said blessed with a mother-in-law. Y'all took it wrong. Y'all heard sarcasm. I didn't mean it that way. Yeah. He said, unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Now, get this. The Lord said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that lets me know that the gates of hell are fighting against it. Get a hold of that. When he said it, the gates of hell will not prevail, it means that they won't tear it up. They won't destroy it. They won't prevail against it. Yeah, you understand why that is? Because Christ is the foundation. He is the builder, and it is His. That verse shares that with us. I will build my church upon this rock. He's the chief cornerstone. Upon this rock, he said, I'm going to build this church on myself. And the gates of hell shall not. That's a promise. No matter how the gates of hell fight against the church. Now, I'm not talking about a local body. Now, we understand that the word church means ecclesia, a called out body of baptized believers. But we're not talking about this local building. But I'm talking about the mystical body of Christ. We'll get to that in a minute. And folks, the church will stand. The church will continue. The church will prevail. A lot of people say, I'm worried about the church. You may be worried about that local place down the road or the one you're part of, but the body of Christ, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's not going to happen. The devil's fighting a losing battle. He lost it at Calvary. Amen. So again, I'm not going to debate it because it's just not worth my time. And you don't really care where I stand. I really don't care where you stand. In this text, a lot of people argue when the church began. And I'm not going to argue about it. I'm not saying I even know close to what I need to know about it. But I feel like in this verse, the church is promised. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. I will build it. And that's exactly what he did, because in Acts we see the church practicing. When the Holy Ghost showed up and indwelled the body of believers. He said, preacher, I don't stand there. That's all right. That's all right. We do. You said, preacher, how firm are you on that? Well, pretty firm, but I'm not saying I know it all. I'm not saying there's not a chance I'll get up here and say I missed it, but it won't be tonight. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He promised us. And he fulfilled that promise. But in Scripture, there's many places, and I'm going to surface preach this tonight, that the church is spoken or likened to something. And each place, it means something. There's a significant meaning to it. Now, let me jump right in. If I don't, I'll keep talking. Now, the body speaks of the church, excuse me, the Lord speaks of the church as a body. Amen. Now, the reason that is, that's a picture of unity. Amen. Ephesians chapter number 1, the Bible said, he hath put all things under his feet, and hath gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Now, I do want to read, and I should have had it marked, but I do want to read, and I know you know all this, in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. I believe that's still in my Bible. Here it is. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Let me get there. Y'all bear with me. Dallas don't play to 8 o'clock. Some of y'all say, we don't really care, preacher. Amen. So y'all not in a hurry then. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, in verse number 12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. You remember, you got saved. The moment you got saved, you were baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. Folks, I'm telling you something. That's not a second work. That happened when you got born again. Well, I got saved, then I got baptized into the body. No, when you got saved, that happened. The moment you got saved, that happened. You were immersed, you were placed into the body of Christ, the church. So, he going to say, for this, let me get down here, for by one Spirit were y'all baptized into one body, whether you be Jews or Gentiles. Now, folks, get this. You have Jews, then you have the Gentiles. But you have the church, which consists of saved Jews and saved Gentiles. Whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is therefore not of the body. Now, we could go on, and I don't want to read all of that. But what I'm trying to make point is we're all in the body of Christ, and that means unity. And as the Lord in 1 Corinthians used, the parts of the body. God has placed us in the body where he wants us to be. Amen. It's just like... It's like say, well, I'm not the hand, I'm the foot, so I'm not significant. But let me tell you something. Any part of your body that's injured or sick affects the whole body. They're no longer working in unity. Folks, you stump your toe, next thing you know, your foot hurts. Your leg hurts. Then you're aggravated and your head hurts. It's affecting your whole body. See, and I'm not preaching on spirit on gifts. I believe the Lord gives everybody saved a gift, a spiritual gift. The ultimate gift is eternal life. But it gives us a spirit, something he can use, some more than one. So I want to say to you, hey, where God placed you in the body, serve there.
Amen.
Don't try, hey, if you are a hand, quit trying to be a foot.
Amen.
Come on, if you are an ear, quit trying to be a thumb. That's I'm spiritually speaking. No, hey, do not try to work outside of where God placed you. Because he's God, he knows where you belong in the body.
Right.
But yet, the church as a body, we read that. Folks, it speaks of unity. And the body has to work together.
Amen.
The brain is working and we move our hands, move our feet. Hey, it has to be unified. And a church will never be worth 2 cents if there's not unity. Now, we want to all see things the same way. We want to all agree on everything. I understand all of that. But yet, when it comes to the fundamentals of the Word of God,
Amen. Right. The
order in which God has set the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ, if we agree there and operate there, there'll be unity.
Right.
Amen. They will be unity. So he's the church as a body. But then he talks about the church as a bride. And if the body gives us a reference to unity, then the bride gives reference of love. Revelation 19:7 says this, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Even in Revelation chapter number 21, verse 9, talking about one of the seven angels said, come hither and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. So we understand that the church is married to Christ. Are you listening? So there's unity and then there's love. The whole reason that we are in the place of grace that we're in is because of love.
Amen.
Folks, there's faith, hope, but the greatest is charity. Why? Because, folks, get this. Hope will end here. Faith ends here. But love goes all the way. One day I won't need hope nor faith. Our loved ones that have died in the Lord, they're not living by faith. They're living by sight. That's a reality. We walk by faith and not by sight. One day we walk by sight, not by faith. And love is going the whole way with us. Isn't that a blessing? As a body, as a bride, we are the bride of Christ. Folks, you realize that we get raptured out of here. He's going to iron out every spot. That's what the Bema seat's for. He's going to iron out every spot, every wrinkle. He's going to present us to God perfect and blameless.
Amen.
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 That's right. I thought about this wedding we had Thursday evening. By the way, Miss Jenna, you're doing good dressing that boy up like that. Amen. I started asking what his name was when he come in a while ago. I'm just messing with him. When her dad marched her in and presented her to her groom, she was decked out pretty. You listening to me? Y'all ever heard that song? She's pretty. Hey, she didn't show up nasty and filthy. I'm sorry I'm late. Just got through shoveling manure in the horse barn. Anyhow, she showed up. She was adorned. That's right. Hey, folks, we got problems. But hey, when we meet our bridegroom, all that's going to be ironed out, cleaned up. He's going to present us adorned. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm glad he's still working on me. Amen. As a body, there's unity. As a bride, there's love. Then it's also spoken of as a house. Now, the body gives us unity, and the bride gives us love, and the house gives us stability. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 5 says it like this: ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Stability. Folks, the church is stable. We're standing firm on what? The foundation.
Amen.
Folks, what did Christ, the parable he used about somebody that built their house on a sure foundation, on a rock? Did somebody build their house on the sand? He said, the storms come, the rain fell, and that house was found upon a rock, withstood it. It was stable through the storm.
Amen.
But that house was built on the sand, the storms come, the rains fell, and washed it away. Because it didn't have no foundation. Folks, I'm getting off a little bit. A lot of people have religion, but they don't have the right foundation. The Pharisees had religion, but they didn't have the right foundation. And they washed away spiritually. But us that are founded upon the rock, and Christ is the rock. Hey, church, the true church. I'm not talking about a denomination. I'm not talking about any kind of religion. I'm talking about Christianity. I'm talking about the church, the body of Christ. We have been founded upon the rock.
Amen.
Folks, as he said in the text, yeah, the gates of hell will try to prevail. The storms will come. The battles will rage. But our foundation is sure.
Amen.
Our foundation is steadfast and sure. That's what stability is talking about. Standing firm, resisting change. In an ever-changing world. I've never seen in my life, in the almost 55 years I've been alive, and I've been in church all those years but a couple. All my life, all I know is the church. I know the church in the 70s. I know the church in the 80s. I know the church in the 90s, 2000s and beyond. I know the church. And in my lifespan of being around the church, oh my, a lot of them changed. I'm not up here boasting in pride or arrogance, because but for the grace of God. A lot of people say, now I notice most church folks here, I'm talking about church members of BBC, not visitors. It's visitors, you can just lay back on this one. Because we're glad you're here. It don't matter. But folks, you understand it's unheard of this day for churches to have dress codes for their church members? People get mad about that. But they have them on their job. They have them at Walmart. Well, they may not. Probably don't at Walmart. I'm sorry. Man, where'd that come from? I was just sitting there yesterday. They ain't got none. Man, I lost it there for a minute. But no, church better not have them. You don't love sinners. We ain't talking about unsaved people. We're not talking about visitors.
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord take us just as we are.
Amen.
Just as we are. But folks, I'm not ashamed to be an old-time Baptist. I'm not ashamed for Baptists to be on the sign. I'm not a Baptist brider, and Baptist is not getting me to heaven. But I'm still not ashamed of it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not ashamed of the King James Bible.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed of a song like it is well with my soul.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Oh, yeah, we get looked at like we're crazy, talk about like we're crazy. That's all right. We're not the one that changed. We're not the one that changed. They changed. 30 years ago, they were like us. We still doing what we did, folks, 50 years ago.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. The same standards I had at church when I was a kid, we still have them. We didn't change. Same book we was using when my mom and dad got saved, I'm still using it. We didn't change. Same songs we sung when I was a lad, we're still singing them. We didn't change. Don't talk about me. You don't want it changed. We didn't change. Well, why don't you change? Because it's not broke. If it is, that's right. If it's not broke, why are we going to tweak with it?
Right.
Y'all remember when Coca-Cola did that, don't you? Some of y'all don't. That's why you'll be drinking Pepsi anyway. Bunch of compromisers. Nobody liked the change. So they went back to the classic. Why? He got the job done.
That's right.
Amen. He got the job done. Why change if he's getting the job done? One fella said, well, that King James Bible gets you to heaven. Well, that's as far as I'm going. Nah, I mean, if he's going to take me to heaven, that's as far as I'm getting. That's it. Let me get off on that. Some of you are going like, Hitman's crazy. The church, spoken of as a body, there's unity. As a bride, there's love. As a house, there's stability. But now, as a candlestick, there's light. Revelation 2:1, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. That's the church. There's light. Folks, we are the light of the world.
Amen.
Don't let that light dim. Put it on a hill where everybody can see it. That's right. Folks, we're in a time now where everybody's dimming their light because we don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
And I think if you set out seeking to offend someone, you're wrong.
Amen.
But just believing the truth and living it, hey, don't worry about if that offends anybody.
Right.
That's right. It's amazing to me we don't care if our grass gets knee high and it offends the neighbors. We don't care about that. If you don't like it, you cut it. We don't care if that offends anybody. Some of y'all eat Hellman's mayonnaise. You don't care if that offends me. That's un-American. Yeah, you mean you just put snot on your hamburger with sugar in it. I'd go up there and move on up there, right? Well, I wouldn't live down here and eat that. You don't care if that offends me. I don't care if you eat it up. You can have it. You can have mine. I'm a Duke boy. Let me go on. Let me hurry. As a family, the church is spoken of as a family. There's resemblance, appearance, attitude, and actions. Paul said in Ephesians 3:15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Chapter 4, verse 32, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. There is a resemblance. The church should resemble Christ. Who are you resembling? The church resembles the Lord. Should. You're in the body of Christ. Are you resembling the Lord? Or have you become a stumbling block to the church? I'm talking about the body of Christ. Not the local church, the body of Christ. Have you become a stumbling block to those that don't believe? See, we got everything backward now, and it's those that make a stand and separate. They're the ones that's called the stumbling blocks. They're not the stumbling blocks. Those that compromise truth. that used to be faithful, that used to serve God. You're the stumbling block.
Amen.
You're the offense.
Exactly right.
Now I understand, if you want to make yourself feel good, all you got to do is look just a little bit. You'll find fault in somebody. But hey, those that are faithful are not the stumbling block. Those that are witnesses are not the stumbling block. Those that refuse to compromise, those are not the stumbling blocks.
Right.
Amen. Who do you resemble? Then we say, as a flock, there's togetherness. Peter said, hey, told the preachers, feed the flock of God. Tend to them. Look after them. Hey, we're God's flock. A flock's together. See, when one leaves the fold, it's in rebellion. One walks away from the fold. Hey, a flock's together. Unity and together. Hey, they're together. When one leaves the flock, I'm not talking about going to another church. I'm talking about gets out of the will of God. One leaves the flock, you're in rebellion. And you're doing damage to the church. You're hurting the church. Folks, I don't want to hurt the church. I don't want to hurt the body of Christ. I don't want to be a stumbling block to the body of Christ. Folks, I want to be faithful. And then, as a pillar, that's strength. Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Amen. The house of God is what supports truth, what stabilizes truth. That's what the church is supposed to be. Supporting truth. Not watering it down, not denying it, not changing it, not compromising it, but supporting it. Being the pillar. Folks, this church should be a pillar to this community of truth, a pillar of truth. It'll be a pillar to the gospel, supporting the gospel. It'll be a pillar in Christ-likeness. The church should be. The church should be. Are you a pillar? Are you part of the pillar? Are you one of the weak links? Are you one of the weak links? Folks, the church is the body of Christ. There's unity. Church is a bride. There's love. Church is a house. There's stability. Church is a candlestick. There's light. The church is a family. There's resemblance. Church is a flock, there's togetherness. Church is a pillar, there's strength. Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Folks, you realize as the day is coming, Satan don't know when it is either. No man knows the day or the hour, only God the Father. But he's smarter than us, and we can even sense the tide of the times. We're even seeing that. And the closer he feels it, the harder the attacks on the church. Folks, every time that we, and I'm going to the body of Christ, the local church, we're the body of Christ that are here, of having unity, love, stability, light, resemblance, togetherness, and strength. And we cannot have any of that if we're walking in controlled by the flesh. If our desire is stronger to please the world than God, we're going to be weak. We're going to be weak. We don't need much church anymore. Folks, that's flesh talking. I'm not getting nothing out of it. Folks, I promise you, if you're not getting nothing out of it, that's your fault. Amen. That's not the preacher's fault. That's not the choir's fault. That's not your Sunday school teacher's fault. That's your fault. You get out about as much as you put in. Amen. Amen. I've even heard this statement. The only reason I go there is because there ain't nowhere else to go. Folks, don't do us no favors. Amen.
Amen.
You need to get all the way in what you need to do.
Amen.
Amen. You need to get all the way in. The Lord wants you all the way in. I want you all the way in.
Amen.
Get in.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Let's all stand. Court's coming. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the altar's open. Whatever you need to do tonight, God's able to touch you and help you. Church, I love you and I appreciate you. Folks are coming. Folks are coming. This court is playing. Folks are coming to the altar if you need to come. God's touched your heart.